Okay, hello everybody. So I'm happy to be here with you for the second time because I was last year on the first SharePoint Saturday Warsaw. And so I'm with you today to talk about auditing and optimization methodology for Office 365. So this is a session about Office 365. There is no on-prem, the subject is Office 365, and we will talk about the auditing methodology that you can do when you are on Office 365. So, thanks to our sponsors who are as present yet. And so, my name is Gilles Pommier. I come from France. I come from Paris. My company is SmartView. I'm an Office 365 MVP. I should have a co-presenter with me, which is Joelle, but as you can see, she's not there because she had problems and she could not come, sorry, but she worked a lot on this session. So I will do all the content alone without Joelle, but you just have to know that she did a lot of work for this session and a lot of demos and slides and things like that. The agenda for this session will be about how to understand the different tools, native tools you have with Office 365 when you want to do audit. Then, after, we will see how to create a custom application, custom audit solution in Office 365. And then we'll talk about the Office 365 management API, activity API, which are API available for creating, managing, auditing, and have the different activity of your Office 365 tenant. And some information at the end about what is doing Microsoft for the future if you want to do, if you want to audit your platform. So the first question that we can ask is why auditing? Why do we need to audit the Office 365 tenant? So we have different things. there are multiple things, multiple reasons to that you want to audit your Office 365. For example, you want to check the security of who is accessing to your files, who is using your different application, who is using, for example, SharePoint, Teams, OneDrive, things like that. You want to do monitoring of the different activity, monitoring of the users, of what they are doing. For security reasons, for example, you want to be alerted if there is something unusual. For example, if there is a user who are deleting a lot of files, then you want to be alerted for that, for example. So for data protection, you want, for example, to have information about the usage of your different tools in Office 365, about the adoption, or, for example, about optimization, how the user use your Office 365 solutions and how you can help them to use it better. And that's some different reasons that you will need auditing for your platform. So first, I told you it was the native tools that you have in Office 365. So you have two different important tools that you can use. And the first one is the activity reports. So the activity reports is something that you can find in the admin center. If you run the admin center, then you have the report usage, and then you can select a report and you can see the different activities. So there is a lot of reports available. I will show you after in a demo what is available. So there is some prerequisite for that. Prerequisite that you have to be, globally you have to be admin to access to those reports. Because this is reports that you can have for all the activity for all the users. So that's why you need to have elevated privilege for that. So you need to be global administrator of Office 365 and administrator of the different tools, different area of Office 365 that you want to have the activity reports. So the first one is the activity reports. I will show you later in a demo. And this is the available reports. So you see that you have a lot of reports available: email activity, mailbox usage, Skype for Business reports, OneDrive reports, Yammer reports, Office 365 group reports. So this is all the available reports that you can have with this module that you have in the admin center. And as you can see, there is an example here of the email activity. So this is a chart that is available when you connect to the Office 365 admin center, and you will have those reports like this. The second tool that you have is in the Security and Compliance Center. So the Security and Compliance Center you will find in a different URL, which is protection.office.com. And if you want to do search and investigation of the activity of the users, you have a special part, which is the audit log search. And in the audit log search, you have all the users' activity in your organization. So you have tools where you can do some search about different activities. So you can select the activity you want to search. And then you have a report that you can export in CSV, for example. And you can analyze all the activity of the users. So the prerequisites are nearly the same. You need to be global administrator for that. And you need to have access to the Security and Compliance Center, which is a specific URL. So this is not in the admin center. This is a specific URL for the Security and Compliance Center. First, if you haven't done anything, you have to enable first the log, because it's not enabled. So if you haven't done before, then the first step is to go to the Security and Compliance Center and click on the Start Recording Now. Start Recording Now means that you enable the login and you enable the tools. So this is the first step. This is the first thing that you have to do. Then there is the audit log search. So this is the UI that you have. So I will do a demo for that. So the screen is just a search when you can search for different activities. And then you have here the results of the search of the different activities. So you can export the result, you can filter the result, you can do a lot of things. So you see that, for example, here I have some information about Teams, and I will show you that in these tools you have information about Exchange, SharePoint, OneDrive, and I don't remember a lot of other tools, and you have Teams, for example, so you can search for activity that have been done to Teams if someone add a new channel, for example, or thing like that. So there is a lot of things that you can audit and you can search in this audit log. The available data. So I have listed here all the available data that you can have the activity. So you see that you have SharePoint, Power BI. I forgot Power BI. So you have SharePoint, Power BI, Teams. You have Yammer. You have OneDrive. You have Sway. You have Exchange. Be careful with Exchange, because you have to, if you want to audit the mailbox, you must enable mailbox by mailbox the auditing in PowerShell. So this is something that you have to do specifically for Exchange. But for all the other area, you can automatically, this is the available data that you have. So my first demo will be about the native tool that you have. So if I connect... to my tenant. Hello. Great reports. okay. What? No, it's just the display. Oh, it's coming back. Just a second. Come on. Yeah, great. So this is the admin center. the admin center of 365. So what I want to show you is this. If you click on reports here, then you have the usage report available. And if I go to the usage report, you see that I have a lot of reports available in the admin center for the email activity, for the OneDrive, for the SharePoint files, for Skype, for activation, Yammer, things like that. And you can have activity for the past 7 days or more than that. So you have a lot of information available in this in those reports. So if you remember, if there were some people here that were in my session last year, you remember that I did a lot of Power BI. So because I love Power BI. So what I just want to show you, because you see that those reports, okay, this is interesting. And if you click on it, then you see that you have more information about the data. And you have some data here that you can export. So if you export those data, the export will be in CSV here. And if you export in CSV, of course, you can open it with Power BI, for example. So with Power BI, you can click on Get Data. If I click on Get Data, which will be in this folder, I think. This one. So this is the SharePoint activity here. And what I want to show you is this. There is the data set that has been created for me, SharePoint user activity. And if I click on it, what I just want to show you is something that I really love. It was a quick insight. Quick insight is something that will take your data and provide you some automatic charts for you. And you see that I will have some data like this. So with a quick insight, it will show me some more information about the data. For example, the different products from the different products I have. So I have many charts available for me. For example, the files that have been used last month. And, well, I just want to show you this because, of course, I mean that what you can find here in the SharePoint activity is interesting, but you must be aware that you can export those data and import it in Power BI. So this is something interesting to have better reports, to have better reporting solution to display your data. Okay, so this was the out-of-the-box tools that you have in the admin center. The other one is the audit log. So if you go to protection.office.com, or you can reach these tools like with the admin center here, on if you click on the security and compliance, it will display the security and compliance here. And in the security and compliance, you have the audit log search here. And the audit log search is something that is a tool that you have here. I already made a search, and I made a search with different. I have different options that I can use. For example, if I can clear the results, and if I go back, then you see that I can have input about the file that have been accessed, you check out. Or for example, that have been downloaded. So you have a lot of information about the files. You have information about what has been shared with other people. Or you see that there is activities about the site in SharePoint. Or if you go, there is an activity about Exchange, for example. And you have activity about Sway, you have activity, and at the end, you see that you have activity about Teams. Because Microsoft Teams activities, so you can have information if someone added a new channel, or deleted a Teams, or created a Teams. And then when you have clicked on your different criteria, you can search for the different things that you want to the different activity that you want to show. You can you can put a start date, end date, you can put specific users, or you can put specific files. I mean, if you have a specific URL, then you can put here and do a search. Then you can filter the result, export the result, and you see that you have the different activity. If you click, for example, on one activity, for example, an access file, if I click on it, then I have the details, the date, the activity. And for example, I have access to this file here and the URL of the SharePoint site and things like that. So this is very interesting because you have all the activity that has been logged automatically by Office 365 and you can access it, you can search for it very easily with these tools. Then, of course, you can export the results like I did on the previous demonstration. And you have a lot of information. You can add new columns. You can add more information, more column, more results. And then you can filter. You can do everything you want with the audit log search. So this is a native tools, and this is native tools you can use in the security and compliance URL. So this is the native solution that are proposed with Office 365. So, if you want to analyze, usually it's to do optimization. So, for example, you want to detect misuse of the solution, of the different collaborative solution of Office 365. You want to measure adoption of the different tools, adoption of SharePoint, adoption of Teams, adoption of all the tools that you have. For security reasons, to better allocate resources. So this is really important that you have to analyze what happens in Office 365 to understand what the users are doing and how the users are using your solution. And besides the out of the box tools, one idea that I have in my company is to create a custom audit solution because the native solutions are very interesting. I show you that there was a lot of information, but sometimes you need to create your own custom solution, and so you have many possibilities to do that. You can create an application for that, you can create a website, you can create a lot of things. But if you want to create a simple and efficient solution, the solution that we use in my different projects is PowerShell and Power BI. Why efficient? Because in a few lines of code, you will have a lot of all those information that I show you, and you can display it in Power BI very easily. So Power BI is very powerful tools that you have in Office 365, so use it. It's very interesting. The management, top management, love Power BI, so I create a lot of reports for all the projects I'm working on. And be sure that if you haven't already used Power BI, use it, you try it. It's very interesting. So for PowerShell, some prerequisites. You have to install some different modules. You have to be an administrator of your machine with you running PowerShell. You have to install different modules here to access to Office 365. Remember, it was a slide that I presented last year. It's important if you use PowerShell with Office 365 to understand that you have different modules that you use. The first one is to connect to Office 365. Then you have different modules to connect to the different areas, the different tools of Office 365, for example, on Exchange, or Skype, or SharePoint. And the PowerShell code to connect to the different tools will be different. So this is something very important that you have to know how to connect to the different tools in PowerShell, to the different Office 365 tools in PowerShell. Power BI is a great tool to do reports. There are a lot of functionality you can use in Power BI. And I would say Don't forget that the first step of Power BI is free, so use it. There is free license to use Power BI. So Power BI is very easy to use, and I will show you in a demo. What I want to show you now is the PowerShell command that is called search unified loaded log. So as you can expect, search unified audit log is a command in PowerShell you can use to search the audit log. So the same audit log that we have in the UI, you can search with PowerShell. So here is some examples. So you have all the information here for the syntax of this command. But this command is very, very easy to understand. You have the command search unified audit log. You must put a start date, end date, and that's it. You can query all the audit log search. Or you can decide to search for a specific area. For example, if I want to have information about activity only for SharePoint, then I will put the record type SharePoint, for example. If I want to have only the last 10 items, then I can do that with result size 10. And you see that I have all those record type I can use with the search unified audit log command. Okay, so the next demo will be PowerShell and Power BI, of course. So for this demo, so I have all the prerequisites installed. I run PowerShell in administrator mode. So I have everything to connect to Office 365, which is the first step. So if I want to query the search unified log, the first step is to get the credentials, of course. And then I can open an Exchange session because the search unified audit log is an Exchange command. Exchange command because there are a lot of Exchange commands. For example, there is a PowerShell Exchange command to enable audit for mailbox. So that's why the search unified audit log is also in the Exchange command. So you must know that, of course. You have to know that it's in Exchange. So I just have to run an Exchange session. This line here, I put here just to connect to Office 365, but I don't use it, so you don't need to have this line. I keep it in my script, but it's not necessary. And if you want to do search, so if I want to do search, for example, I put the start date, end date, and if I want just to have the results in 10 commands, I will do something like this. My credentials are not good, so I'm trying again. Sorry. Okay, so he tried to manage to connect to the audit log and to give me some information. So maybe I should do it once again because I'm not sure that it's okay. Okay, let's do it once again. Sorry. Oh, it was the results. Okay. Kidding me. Sorry. So, let's go. PowerShell. So, you have to run in as an administrator. Then, I go back to my script. So, it was this one. I get the credentials. then unconnect to Exchange. Okay, so let's do the connection. Just to show you the different usage of the search unified log, audit log, so you put the start date, end date, and that, for example, for this one, I only want the 10 results, or I want 100 results, or for example, for this one, I just want to have the SharePoint activity. For this one, I just want to have the SharePoint activity. So you see that it's very easy to get information from with this command. So I will take this one, for example. Here it is. So you have all the information about the file that have been accessed and all the type, user ID, and things like that. So you see, this is exactly the same information that you have in the admin center and the SaaS center compliance. So it is very easy to use it in PowerShell. And of course, if you know me, I like Power BI. So if I want to use Power BI to display those information, for example, so the module I use for Power BI is a GitHub module that you can install. It's free. And I just use it to display all the data in reports. So I just install the Power BI module. I just do authentication, and then I create a dataset. So the dataset I'm creating for all the different columns of the dataset, it's exactly the column that I have in the result of my PowerShell command. So this is exactly the same column that I'm creating in the dataset. So I'm creating a Power BI dataset with just one line of code. Then I just run again my search command with the start date, end date, and just get some specific column that I want to display and put that in my data. And my data will be used to add data in the data set. So if I go back to my Power BI, you see that the dataset has been created in Space Warsaw. And then okay, just a second. So it just gets all the data and then it will insert the data in the dataset with a batch size of 2 here. So I just have to put the dataset name, the table name that I've created before, and then here it is. So if I click on Warsaw, and then for example, I will take an easy one, the operation. If I want to have a okay, the values and operation, I just want to have a count of operation, this one. Okay, like this. For example, I want to have something like this with the operation and then the record type and then the user ID as values, like this. You see? And for example, I want a matrix. So a matrix, let's keep the matrix. So the matrix is with the record type and the operation. So I'll do another one with this operation, record type and user ID. in values, and then something like this. Okay, and what I really love in Power BI is that out of the box, you can, for example, click on one specific area and all the different reports are displaying the same result, the same data. So, I mean, you can filter easily in Power BI. If I click somewhere, yeah, then you see I have all the data back. For example, if I click just on one item in my reports, then the filter is applied on all those data. So this is something very interesting. And if I just use this report to create a dashboard, so I just save the report. And then I create a new dashboard for that. You see that my dashboard has been created with my reports here. So what I want to show you is this. For example, with this report, what I can do is I can include easily this in a SharePoint site. I don't know if you know this option because it's in preview, but for example, you can use it to export and get a URL here that I cut. And then I can use in a SharePoint site, I could create a new page. So this is a page with the modern UI. And if I create a page, so this, I give a name of the page. So this page. If I click here, then you see that I have a Power BI available, and if I click on it, I just can add a report, just paste the URL of the report, and then save my page. And here it is, there is the result. In a SharePoint page. You see that it's very easy to export the report and put it in a SharePoint page. Okay? The last thing that I want to show you is this for the report. If I go back to Power BI, then for example, I use this one and I put it in a dashboard also. I use this one and I put it in a dashboard. Then if I go to the dashboard like this, you see that I have all the reports that are available for me. If I go back to the dashboard, you see all the reports for me. And what I like is this. If I just insert the same data, then you see that this is in real time. It updates the report in real time. So this is something very interesting with Power BI. I like that, really. What do you think? It's great? Yeah? So, it was my second demo with PowerShell and Power BI. You see that what is interesting in this demonstration is you can use with PowerShell and Power BI, you can use the same possibility that you have in the admin center, but you can manage your own reports and you can manage the data you want. And you see that it was just in 10 lines of code, 10 lines of PowerShell to do that. So if you want to have custom reports for the activity, to analyze the activity, then I really think it's the best solution. Of course, you can create custom solution with, Windows application, website, things like that. But if you want a simple application, a simple thing to create audit reports, then PowerShell and Power BI, I personally think is a very good solution. So the last step will be the management activity API. So the management, as you know, that in Office 365, there is a lot of possibility to have API. So you must know there is the Graph API you can use. And Microsoft provides a specific API to get the activity. The API is called the management activity API. How does it work? there is the different Office 365 service that are available, and Microsoft use an Azure microservice to get all the datas from all the tenants, and then all those datas are used to create the different activity reports that you have out of the box. But you have an activity API available for you where you can have information about Audit SharePoint, Audit Exchange, Audit Azure, Audit General also, and you can use those activity API for your own custom solution. So those API are a little bit more difficult to use, but with those API, you can manage better a custom solution. What I show you with PowerShell and the one line of code is the out-of-the-box PowerShell command you can use. With the management API, you can do whatever you want. Okay, and I want to show you that. So if you want to use the management activity API, then you have different content types that are supported. Content type means that you can have information about Azure, about Exchange, about SharePoint, and other information. Those areas are subject to have more information, more content type in the future. But for now, we have those content type available. And the different command, the different operation you can use for the management activity API are listed here. You can start a sub-question, you can list the content, you can retrieve the content, you can have the different operation available for you if you use those API. Okay, so it will be my last demo of today. So the last demo will be about how to use the management activity API. So again, I want to show you that with PowerShell, because you can use different dev tools to do the same, but I want to show you step by step in PowerShell how to use that. So, if I want to use the Manage Activity API, the first step is to have an authentication. So to have an authentication is OAuth authentication. So you have to create a token, an OAuth token, that you will put in the header of your calls to the API. So to create the authentication token, then I just have those two lines of code, and those lines of code use the resource manage office.com, which has the same the API that you can use to get information activity. And what is important is in this line of code is those information, the client ID and the client secret. What is the client ID and the client secret, or where this comes from? This is a question. Any ID? Azure. Yes, you're right. So, just to show you, if I go back to my Azure, you see that I search for the client ID, and I found this one. Because I have to create an Azure application, so I'll show you the different configuration. I create an Azure application, and in this Azure application, what is important is that. So here is the client ID. Here is the secret key that I use in my PowerShell script. And why do I need that? It's because I must put the permission to use the Office 365 Management API and Azure Active Directory. And the only thing that I have to do is that I must add application and tell the application that they must read activity reports. And things like that. And why do I need that? If I create an application with like an access to the report activity, then the only thing I have to do in my PowerShell script is to say that I want to use this application. So I give the client ID and I give the client secret here. And that's all. I don't have to be, I don't have to have more authentication. I don't have to put my login password for that. It's enough to be authenticated to get the information from the activity. So I just run those commands. Then I will get the token and the access token that I will use when I call the Office Management API. And to invoke the management API, I just use a PowerShell command, invoke web request. I said first it's the post. Why a post command? So I put in the headers that the parameters header that I have before. So this is the headers with the auth token. Okay? And this first line of code is to have to start a subscription. So I just want to have a subscription only for the SharePoint, only for the auditing SharePoint. So this line of code I've already done. So if I run this line, there will be red, but it's okay. The red is because it tells to me that the subscription is already enabled. So that's fine. Just be careful when you construct the URL. What is important is here you must put your tenant ID. This is my tenant ID that I have to put when I call the management API. And after, this is those information. You can find it, those information in TechNet. So first, I have to start a subscription. Then, when I have a subscription, if I want to have the content, I just invoke request. So this is a get, and if I run this command, then I can convert the content. Content is a column that I get from this formation. I can convert to JSON like this. And if I want to show you what's in this command here, you see that if I get information from the audit SharePoint JSON, what is important is I have a lot of information about content URL, and this is those information from my audit log. How do I use that? I must take all the content URL that he provide me and invoke one by one to get all the activity information. So for example, if I want to show you just for a test purpose, if I invoke the URLs, so the URL, for example, will be this one with audit, with something like this. And this URL comes from the content URL here. So if I just want to make a test to show you how it works, if I just take this one and then convert in JSON, and show what's inside this one, you see that it tells me that this is a file here, SharePoint, and this is here is the name of the file, and I think we can see this is the access. Yes, this is the file accessed. You see it? So I have all the information in the same way that I did before with out of the box or PowerShell command. But I have all the information I want to get all the data and to get the data that I need, to get the data I want to analyze. So it was just a test with one URL. Of course, it can be, if I want to get all the information, it's a little bit difficult, more difficult, because I have to do a for each from this one here, for each of the content, and invoke content by content, line by line, to get all the data that are retrieved. So I've got two for each. The first one is to get the data from this collection, and the second one here is to get the data from this collection, and I just put a write host. So if I run that, you see that it will show me all the same information with the file access, for example, or whatever, with the URL of the access and things like that. And this is the way that I will have the information from the activity log with the API. Okay? So it was just this demo. Of course, then you can add all those information in a Power BI data table, like I did in the previous demo, but it will be the same. So that's why I just put a right host to show you how to use it. So you see that with this demonstration, the only thing that I want to show you is that if you want to use the Management Activity API, there is something like three steps you need. First step is you need to authenticate. The second step is you need to invoke the API to get the content. And when you have the content, you have to loop for the content to get all the information. So this is only three steps to have all the activity. Okay, any question about that? Or yeah? I know that there will be more content type available because for the API for now there is only SharePoint, Exchange, and not all the API, all the content type, and there will be more content type in the future. You have to know that those API are available since 6 months, I think, before it was in preview. So this is something very new, and I mean that this is useful, for example, if you want to create application that will be analyzed Office 365 data. So I know that they will have improvement in the future to have more content type available for you to get more data. Okay. But what is important for Microsoft is the next information. This one, other question? Okay, so... This is very important because the last slide, you see that, well, maybe you have we will have an out-of-the-box solution, and maybe what I will show you before, you will never use that. Why? Because Microsoft will provide, it will be this month, a Power BI that they call the Adoption Content Pack. The Adoption Content Pack is something like this. When you will have, for example, this is the dashboard of the Content Pack, the Adoption Content Pack, and with this Content Pack, you will have all the information, all the reports that are needed to understand how the users use your Office 365 solutions. So this is reports. I saw the preview. This is screenshots that I have from Microsoft. It was the last screenshot available. I asked them to provide me for today. And we will have something like this. You have different areas with different reports and different way to analyze those data. So with this, it will be very, very interesting and very easy to analyze those data. But it will be a report available from Microsoft. You can manage, you can change something. But if you want to go deep in the log and activity, then you will see that the Management API is the only way that you can use to do the same. But they use the Management API to create those reports. So you just have to know that the Adoption Content Pipe will be available. I think it will be this month. Okay. So this is the end of the session. I just add one slide about materials I'll use to create this session. This one is very important because it's with this one that I understood how to use the Management API, really. This is an example with a lot of code and interesting code. So in my demonstration, I just gave you the first step, the step-by-step to understand the first thing you have to know to use the Management API. But if you want to go deeper in the Management API, you just have to check this one, okay? So so I'm late, so I have to finish now. If you have some question, I'm still here, but I'm here only for, I would say, half an hour, more or less, because I have to take my plane to go back to France. But if you have some questions, I will be happy to answer your question after the session. Thank you very much.